Welcome to Hudson Valley Word of Mouth. I'm your host, Julia Jorn, and I live and work in Round Top in beautiful Greene County. Come along with me as I meander through the Hudson Valley, the Northern Catskills, the Capital Region, and beyond to interview the people behind the special spots and hidden gems that make our area of New York State and our collective community both distinct and diverse. You'll likely discover that you don't have to travel too far to pay them a visit. They may already be in your own backyard or just around the corner. And I'll bet their place might turn out to be that one certain destination you keep meaning to check out. So I'm here to remind you, put it on your list. Together we'll meet shop owners and small business owners, curators, designers, and artists, chefs, farmers, and culinary experts, and other creative entrepreneurs. We'll hear their own personal stories, learn about their unique offerings, and hit them up for their own local recommendations. Thanks for listening. Today I'm in Windham to meet up with one of my reoccurring guests, Seth Kamel. Seth is the founder of Big Onion Walking Tours, which has offered comprehensive, informative, and fun guided tours throughout New York City for the past 30 years. With a focus on architectural history and the built environment, he and his expert team of educators and graduate students explore the city's roots, covering everything from immigration, race, ethnicity, and gender that have shaped the Big Apple's social and cultural identity. Recently, Big Onion made its way to upstate New York. In 2018, Seth began offering walking tours of historic Hudson. Take one of these and you'll see Hudson in a completely new light. The Big Onion team will show you examples of every type of architectural style since the late 18th century, while weaving together stories of presidents, famous literary figures, sites associated with the Underground Railroad, and plenty of shady and corrupt figures during the time of Prohibition. Now, taking his ideas further, Seth has just launched Hudson Valley Rover Tours. This new business offers driving excursions throughout our region during any season. And yes, Seth is the one doing the driving. He has spent years exquisitely restoring a 1994 Land Rover Defender. You know, one of those vehicles you might see on an African safari. And now you can ride along with Seth on your own private, personalized, and customized adventure throughout the Catskills in Hudson Valley.
The idea came from our personal travel experiences, along with my longtime desire to own a Land Rover, and my partner Tracy saying, enough already, why don't you start a business with one and you can have one? So we have had incredible travel experiences where we've taken driving trips through Normandy and through the northern parts of Israel and through South Africa in Land Rovers. And I began listening to tour guides and thinking about how the complexity of a place can be told while slowly traveling through the area.
And what's special about a Land Rover?
There is an incredible mystique about a Land Rover. They really were barely ever for sale in the United States. They are incredibly clunky and slow and big and tall and eye-catching. And maybe it's just me, but I've never been desiring personally of like a little sports car. I grew up in the country. I want a vehicle that I can get through the mud and the snow and the ice and all these wonderful things. And they've always just spoken to me.
If Land Rovers are hard to get in the States, where did you get yours?
This is a 1994 Land Rover Defender 110, technically. That's the full title. And her name is Marianne.
Who named her?
I named her.
And why Marianne?
Because of the path she's traveled. And it's M-A-R-I-A-N-N-E, the proper French spelling. Because while she was made in 1994 at the Land Rover factory in England, she spent almost all of her life in the south of France, basically on the Monaco border.
Not too bad, Marianne.
No, not bad at all. And it also means no rust, and only had 70,000 kilometers on it.
And how did you find her?
There's a wonderful company called Transatlantic Trading Company that is based in the UK. That's where they restore them. This company also has an office in Vermont. So I was dealing with a company that had American ties. They were incredibly helpful. It took them 18 months to source the vehicle, rebuild the vehicle, and then ship it to me here in the States.
Well, it's such a beautiful color, and I'm assuming you chose that color.
Not at all. Tracy chose the color.
What would you call it?
It is Arl Blue.
Arl Blue, of course it is.
And really, it was chosen because it's just such a warm French blue with the French name. And Marianne is also, by the way, an English name. So it's part French, it's part English, and it just worked for me. And the color is I'm going to be honest, I'm a licensed New York State livery. So if there's a bridal party that wants a ride and chooses to wear white, it's a lovely shade of blue.
It looks good. It looks great here in the mountains. It looks great here against the sky. Now that you have your old new Land Rover, tell me about your tours and your itineraries.
I'm a New York historian, and I specialize in weaving together these threads of history and social environments and economics. And the idea is to use one of our three itineraries as the foundation for how to understand Greene County, Columbia County, Ulster County as just thriving, living environments. So we have a sort of basic overview tour, which is pretty much a giant circle that includes parts of the counties. And by the way, these are half day or full day. I love the Thomas Cole House, so I can use the museum and the stories of Thomas Cole and the art as a jump off point for the broader regional history. We venture up into the Catskills to see some of the places where Cole painted. It's really great to, having seen the works of art, go to the locations. But then we're also weaving together some of the lesser known stories. So we go to Round Top, and we don't just talk about it as sort of the quote unquote German Catskills, but we're also talking about how George Washington at one point had a small fort to prevent the British from coming into Kingston down roughly through what we now call Trout Brook to make their way into Kingston to attack Washington's army from the backside. And so that ties into the 1750s French and Indian War and the role of the region, how none of this is first growth forest. It's all second or third growth because we've already been to Tannersville and spoken about the weather tanneries and the industries of the area. And then we're venturing down into Cairo, and not just seeing the rebirth of Cairo, but talking about what happens when Route 23 is built and traffic no longer comes through town. And what does it mean for the economics of a town that is now being bypassed by 90% of the people in their cars?
Besides these historical deep dives as you're driving, what are some of your other offerings?
We offer a tour that deals with regional distilled and brewed beverages.
The drinking tour.
The drinking tour, yeah. I mean, I'm driving.
True.
So I absolutely love Old Factory Brewing Company. Hudson Brewing Company is amazing. Left Bank Cider is amazing. Hill Rock Distillery, a couple other places where they can talk about what they're doing, why they're doing it, what they've chosen to do, how each of them is so different. And we sort of drink through the afternoon.
Oh, that sounds really fun. Mm-hmm. That's a good one. I want to do that one. So as the seasons changed, how did the tours change?
The tours have to change with the season. My very first client call was someone who called me in July and said, my family really wants to experience maple sugaring and will be up in 3 weeks.
I think the timing's a little off on that.
And I had to explain, you know, we could probably do some really nice stone fruit picking, and maybe we're lucky Story Farms still has some strawberries for pick your own, but there's not going to be any sugaring. So his answer was, oh, okay, how about pumpkins?
Wow.
So there are going to absolutely, especially with the farms that we visit, there are absolutely going to be some changes as the seasons move along. But I'm also driving a all-wheel drive, serious off-road vehicle that I'm not terribly concerned about mud season.
Mm-hmm.
Join us in your muck boots or your hunter boots or whatever. Now, it's October. The trees are changing. I'm adjusting the route away from the deeply congested forested areas and into places where we can actually see some nice vistas, where you can see the leaves changing. We're in Windham right now, where we're getting close to peak. 20 miles down the valley, you've got weeks to come. And all of that has to be taken into accommodation.
I think every time I talk to you, I learn so much about what I don't know. There's so much to know, and I've been here 25 years. I think, obviously, this is going to be very exciting for people who are coming to this region for the first time and really getting a sense, like you said, of this overview of where they are, you know, related to the Hudson River, or what's the Northern Catskills, what's the Hudson Valley. But I would think people who actually live here, this is the way to really know what's in your own backyard.
That really is my hope. The tours that I've led on foot for the last 30 years, although New York City is a completely different environment, 40% of the people on our tours have always been locals.
I love that.
And I'm seeing myself as a conduit to link different parts of the local community and economy. So this is a business incorporated in Greene County. This is a business that is registered here in Windham. And all of the places that we're going, we're paying for. I'm not asking for free beer. I'm not asking for free anything. I offer farms money for their time to spend with our clients talking about what they do for a living. And frankly, farming isn't easy. It's really important for my clients and for me to understand the worth of people's time and knowledge and labor. So as I began approaching people, I was coming to them with, how can we let you tell your story? When we do afternoon tours, and you mentioned this in the beginning as the safari vehicle, one of the great features on safari are what are called the sundowners. So after spending your half day or full day touring when you're in Southern Africa, as the sun is beginning to set and you're getting a little bit tired and you've walked a little bit and you've ridden for a while, you get out and you have cocktails and snacks. So we've teamed up with this fantastic Windham baker, Baked by Chris, and she has worked with me on the beverages that we're serving to make sweet and savory samples and food, which are going to come out at the end of the afternoon tours. And although not from the region, but tied to the region, a fantastic rum distillery that I know. Why rum?
Well, I know you like cocktails.
Oh yeah, cocktails are key to everything. Rum was distilled in Hudson, and this entire region, the oak trees were cut down to send the barrels to the Caribbean. But I all summer was serving a cocktail that I invented, which was a combination of a Barbados rum with the Hudson shrub that is locally made, the strawberry rhubarb shrub, with a twist of mint and a little club soda to lighten it up. And we made a rum shrub for our summer cocktail. And now we are the first people in the States to have this amazing rum cream called Chrisma, which goes really well in coffee and hot chocolate.
Oh, I'm sensing that's going to be the drink of choice on your winter wonderland tour.
That is the drink of choice all winter long. Hudson Valley Rover Tours and Marianne are perfectly appropriate if you want to dress down in your boots and comfy old jacket, or in your fancy wedding dress, or if you're doing a farm wedding and you're wearing the dress and the boots.
I'll take the boots. I'll see you in Marianne. Let's go for a ride.
Absolutely.
Thanks for tuning in to Hudson Valley Word of Mouth. If you're interested in checking out an ongoing list of local recommendations, or if you have recommendations of your own to share, go to my Instagram at Roundtop Recommends, or visit the Wave Farm website at wavefarm.org for the Hudson Valley Word of Mouth segment archives and how to reach me. Talk to you next time.